It's bullshit.
Bullshit. What's up, everybody? I'm back. Another little quick clip from Pit Life Barbecue, brought to you by Uncle Steve Shake. I'm here with the one and only Aaron Leslie.
What's up, man?
What did you just say?
Oh, it's what's up, bitch.
Yeah.
I see what we're doing with this. Okay, we've been cooking all day.
We've been cooking all day. It is Saturday. It's the last day of the rodeo. Cook off. We got awards in a couple hours. But I figured while we still have the internet reception, I'm going to get one last quick clip in there.
Oh, yeah. That reception big to take off.
Oh, it's gone.
1,000 people fixed the pilot.
Hell yeah. So how'd it go this weekend, brother?
Man, I tell you what, I turned in my best foods are good, and I'm happy with all the turn in, so I'm going to change them.
That's right. Now, you had the steak on Friday.
Yep.
And then what was today?
We did chicken ribs and brisket.
Chicken ribs and brisket. Yep.
Turn in green meats, and today, man, it's all smooth. Everything was good. Nothing out of the ordinary. Like nothing.
Yeah? Nice. Now, how long have you been cooking here at the rodeo?
My second year.
Second year.
Second year. So last year we came, first time, didn't know what to expect, didn't know what was going to happen, and ended up wanting to tie for third place chickens. 250, 260, that number out. So I think they said there's around 250 or 60 here again this year. I don't think it ever gets any bigger. So let's just say 250, and there's going to be probably 30, 40, 50 Dutch oven, too, right?
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven, you got the chef choice and three meats. You got to have 50 people out of 250 get a walk.
Yeah.
Or 45 and five guys got lucky two or three times.
Yeah. And it's fun when you make the finals, you know, the little show they put on coming around, you know, with the half trays full of beans and rattling them around.
Noisemakers
parade.
We thought it was over. I was already cleaning up. I had no idea, right? So when they came in there, they said, hey, they said, hey, somebody's here for you. At 6:30, we had to be able to stay. We had to be up in the back like in 10 minutes. When they were rushing me up in front. But they were late because of other stuff. And then like 6:30, they showed up, you know, with all the parades. It's, you never know. Between now and 6:30, I would assume we ought to know if we got anything.
Something will pick up, yeah. But like I said, we're back here in the pits with Aaron. So what do you bring this weekend to cook on?
To cook on.
Oh man, I got
salty right here.
Let me get the hands right.
Hey, don't know where we got this old gal. She's been through a lot. This thing right here was so crusty.
Look at that. That it's been used once or twice.
Dusty's got a story to tell. She always tells it. So I always got to bring her with
bring
me.
Her.
And I got my Jambo here. This is a gear pit. This is. Jamie's building out of his garage before he made Jambo.
So this is the original prototype of the Jambo line.
Everything hits on the smoke. It's on drum action. So.
Beautiful. But like I said, it was great to catch up with you this week. We may or may not have had a few cocktails, a few brown waters through the past few nights.
We might have had a few cocktails.
Some sociables, if you will.
We walked around, you know. We had a good time, and I've never seen parts of this compound.
There was parts this year I just found for the first time. Because like I said, we got here on Wednesday, and my plan is Thursday to hit the grounds early and cover you guys, cover the cook. Because what I noticed last year was all the coverage is about the party.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the cooks who are really the ones making the party. The party's based on you guys. And there was, you guys didn't get any, I didn't notice a whole lot of recognition.
You know, you figure you got 250 different teams.
Yeah.
I mean, teams that are cooking, right? And 250 teams, you probably have 60, and that's probably a high number.
Yeah.
But you probably have 50 or 60 experienced cookers, like that really they do this probably more than 20 times a year.
Yeah.
And then if you were to say, okay, but what about your serious guys? You probably have 30 serious guys sitting on this field out of 250 teams that are really serious every weekend, paddling out 50, 55 miles a year. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have a lot of talent, you're going to have a mix, but that little bit, that 30 or 40 guys are really serious, hard, given talent.
Yeah.
The ones that just that bang it out all the time. You know, that's a, at a 250, that's a 5-1.
Yeah.
So it's like, shit, you know, I mean, you're going to have to, I mean, you're going to have to really, I mean, it's going to have to stand out, or it's going to have to be smooth going into it. So,
we just crossed
our fingers.
That's it. See what happens.
Have a brown water to be done with.
Damn straight. Speaking of that, having a brown water, Aaron, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes. It's been a great time hanging with you all
so
week.
Cup, man.
And
put on bump.
Let's go get one of them brown waters in a solo cup. What do you say?
Amen.
All right, guys. Aaron Leslie, live from the Houston Livestock and Rodeo. Till next one. Keep that smoke rolling.
Adios.